Welcome to this Abide Meditation. How much do you think Mary understood when the angel Gabriel first appeared to her? She was probably about 13, and she was poor, living under Roman occupation in a small town. And then one day, an angel showed up. Can you imagine it? Luke tells us that the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" Mary knew one thing for sure. If she were pregnant, it had to be a miracle. It had to be all God's work. And that must have given her some consolation. But think about all the questions she probably wanted to ask, all the uncertainty and confusion she might have felt. Despite all those unknowns, when God invited her to become a part of his plan of salvation, she said, "Let it be." And God also invites you to believe and obey, as Mary did. Heavenly Father, sometimes I wish I understood more. I wish I understood what you're doing and how your plan is going to work all things together for good. But in the midst of uncertainty, make me like Mary. Help me to believe and obey and treasure your words as I learn what it means to walk by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mary, did you know that when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God? Until next time, may you meditate and abide in Christ.